USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aside from Attorney General William Barr and his aides, nobody has yet seen the now-completed special counsel's report on the Trump campaign and alleged ties to Russia, but it seems everyone is weighing in on its completion, including the White House. Kayla McEnany is a spokeswoman for the Trump 2020 campaign.
We at the campaign underscore what Rudy Giuliani says, that this underscores what the president has been saying all along, that he has done absolutely nothing wrong, and we're confident there's no finding of collusion.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they want a quick release of that report, Democrats demanding nothing in it be held back. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces saying the last ISIS stronghold in eastern Syria is now gone. The final battle wrapping up last night on the banks of the Euphrates River. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
After the Federal Emergency Management Agency reportedly compromised personal data, millions of disaster survivors could be at risk of identity theft. Homeland Security's Inspector General says personally identifiable information was compromised when the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria and the California wildfires in 2017 applied for housing relief with FEMA. Another 25 recordings, most of them popular songs and albums, added this past week to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Among them, La Bamba, Jay-Z's album, The Blueprint, Soul Man, and this one. Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This weekend marks 9 years since the Affordable Care Act was adopted. Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood says in the Democratic address, that side of the aisle continues to work hard to make sure that Americans are given the health care they deserve, despite continued Republican efforts to put an end to Obamacare.
Since day one, Republicans have stopped at nothing to sabotage and repeal the law.
The Democrat also saying she's proud to have introduced a new law to help protect Americans with pre-existing conditions by overturning a Trump administration rule allowing companies to sell consumers what she calls junk insurance plans. No one in New Zealand will be able to legally possess or distribute that manifesto written by the suspected Christchurch Mosque's terrorist. The Office of Film and Literature Classification announcing today that the document written by the 28-year-old attacker and filled with anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rants is objectionable under the law in New Zealand. New Zealand's chief censor saying the move's been made because the manifesto is what he calls a type of publication which is deliberately constructed to inspire further murder and terrorism. And the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament starts with 8 games today, as the games are starting to heat up after what some call an underwhelming first round of March Madness. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.